as we are officially welcoming in the WSW newsroom, Denise Shannon. It's a kind of a get to know you that we're posing questions and having a chance to get some answers and things like that. And I thought it would be appropriate, especially with you joining us now, Art, that we talk food.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do that with.
Denise.
So for example, the question would be, as we get to know people, what would be the meal? What is your favorite meal to enjoy? Now, Art, I'm going to start with you. You lead it off. I'm going to guess. I don't know what specifically would be, but it would have to be something Chinese.
Yeah, well, okay, you're good.
Thank you.
Followed closely by sushi.
Do you have a specific dish, seriously? If we said what would be, do you have a specific one that you would say?
Probably, if I had to pick just one dish, it would probably be house chow mein Cantonese style. Cantonese style, they make it with very fine pan-fried noodles.
You don't have to tell me, Art. I know.
Okay, good. Then you understand. That would probably be my go-to. I'm also a fan of Singapore noodles, which is a rice noodle, and many others. I mean, there are many dishes. Potstickers probably top my list of things that I make that I like the best.
There's the key. Art just said that he makes.
He makes.
I make a lot of Oriental food.
I'm a little bit easier, more traditional. If I had to have that one meal, I want my steak.
Steak? Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with that.
Give me a good medium rare strip steak, and I'm a happy camper.
Right.
How about, medium rare is the way to go. How about sandwiches?
Oh. I'm okay.
Peanut butter and bacon for me.
No, I'm a peanut butter and I'm a traditional peanut butter and jelly. That's easy.
Yeah. Okay.
Pat, if you had the one meal, what would it have to be?
Always chicken parm.
All right.
That would be it.
Very nice.
I have a question.
Yes.
The three of us are all talking about food. Isn't this supposed to be about Denise?
Well,
it's Denise's turn.
You guys can't see the faces I'm making back here. It's probably a good thing.
I can't. They can.
Can I just add, though, just one thing? Yes, chicken parm. Close second for me is a cheeseburger at the William Penn Hotel in Pittsburgh.
Of course.
The William Penn. It's that good?
It's that good.
Apparently
it's for me, good. It is. For me.
Do they do takeout?
I don't believe so.
No, wait. There's a bigger question. Do they serve Iron City?
Of course. Of course they do. Wash it down with an Iron City beer.
All right, Denise.
There you go.
Now that you've had a chance
Really simple. My happy meal is a cheeseburger and French fries, and if we go out for dinner, usually it's perch. I love perch. Or there's a little restaurant not too far from here that serves bluegill in the summertime.
I know exactly
really
where you're
love,
going.
Yeah, I just
on Bay Road. I know where you're
yeah,
going.
Yeah, that's right. So
Denise did tell us the other day that she likes to fish. So
that's true.
I do.
Right?
Okay.
All right. Then here's the question for Denise: mm-hmm. When you're not feeling well, what's your top comfort food?
Ooh, comfort food.
When you're not feeling well.
Comfort food.
Yes, when you're not feeling well, but this is always the go-to.
Popcorn and ginger ale.
Oh, all right. Very good.
Matzo ball soup.
I love the ginger ale.
I like the ginger ale.
When we were kids, when we'd have an upset stomach or whatever, Mom would give us,
Yeah, the ginger ale.
Now, you're talking about ginger ale.
You're talking about ginger ale, or are you talking about the reference to Werner's?
Werner's.
Yes, of course.
Yes. We didn't have any of that Canada Dry stuff.
I'm a New Yorker. Werner's. That's why I grew up on Canada Dry.
I guess they've changed it now. It's not actually ginger ale. It's ginger flavored soda or something like that they have to call it.
I don't know.
I'm not really sure.
Ginger ale to me.
Yeah, it's still ginger ale to me. It's Werner's.
And as long as we're talking about then, that if you were now in this segment, Art and I, of course, would be silent since we don't drink.
Oh, okay.
As far as something that might have some alcohol.
Yeah.
Now, Art and I both know, we look at Pat and we know, Iron City beer.
Well, that's...
We know.
We know that one.
Or some kind of craft, like my Michigan beers.
Like right now, I'm drinking, I like my Oktoberfest.
Okay.
Bell's is my favorite.
Well, and I don't drink either, so Pat can have mine.
All right,
oh,
there you go.
Okay.
Oh!
Well,
that's just me. I'm
so Pat's the only lush out of four of us.
I am.
If it ever comes to taste testing anything, then we know who we've got to turn to.
I'll happily do it. Although I know Mr. Michael Purchett, though, he will also partake a little bit, too.
Of course, always drinking responsibly.
Of course.
Yes. Always.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's
there's no other way.
Key.
Unless watching, you know, my Steelers, I have to at least have two or three, maybe four.
Depending on the game is going, right?
Gotta get South to enjoy it.
Sometimes just to get through it.
Yeah, that's true.
If we're using the same logic for the Detroit Lions, we'd all be drunk every Sunday.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, well, let's have one more thing. And again, continuing, since we have Art here, maybe the Art passion. Let's talk vehicles. Let's talk vehicles. The vehicle choice. You see, I'm easy. I just give me a pickup. I've driven pickups for a number of years now. And it doesn't have to be new. I want a used pickup because I know I'm going to use it to haul stuff. I know I'm going to use it to drive around. I don't want it new. I want it to be able to scratch and dent, and I don't care because I bought it used.
You want a cassette deck in there?
It could have an
or an old eight-track.
Get me to point A to point B.
And you're fine.
And I'm fine.
Yep.
Art Lewis, you're a little different.
Ferrari 812 GTO.
Which he still doesn't have parked in his driveway.
No, he doesn't. very well. I just like my Jeep, so that's all I ever need.
Okay,
just give me a Jeep, I'm fine.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I have a Chevy Equinox that, you know, I think the first time I saw one at Tiger Stadium when they used to have the GM vehicles on display there, I fell in love with the Equinox, and that's been my favorite car.
Yeah,
it's a very popular one.
That is a popular one.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to change mine.
Oh, what's now?
Not Ferrari.
Any vehicle Phelan gives me the privilege of driving.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. There you go. And my favorite vehicle is free.